Hey, this is Yankadank, and you're listening to Gamers Radio, episode number 5.
Yeah. Here's a little explanation of what I like to do. Hours of GameCube, Xbox, and PS2. I'm labeled as a video game lyrical lord, but I'm just a mortal using combat as a physical force. I'm a vicious lyricist and several will die. My rhyme is so hot that the devil may cry. Save up to buy a game with a stash in the bank, trying to repair my metal arms with a ratchet and clank. I'm so nice and I never say I hate to win. Chilling in my green hoodie trying to wake the wind. The best video game player you ever heard of. So bow down to me like I'm the Prince of Persia. Keep saying that you'll beat me, too bad you can't though. Cause I'll leave you on your way to heaven wearing a halo. You're out of luck if you playing with me, because you bet that I'm making it your day of defeat. If you challenging me, believe I got the upper hand, because I'm above average, nicknamed a Mega Man. 50 hit air combos, you bet you fear those. Beating me in the game is little to F-Zero. When I spit flames, I'm leaving you torched. I got the attitude of a Street Fighter with brute force. I'm sick of shooting ducks, now I'm on the manhunt. Keep staring at my game collection, but you can't touch. There's no way you're winning, so forfeit quick. Only way you can win is in an Unreal tournament. Pick up a controller, come on, who's next? Deus, what? I love those pronounced Deus Ex. I'm always winning, and you know I love it. Defending my spot as a knight of the Old Republic. If you wanna play like me, follow my path and walk through Boulder's Gate like a champion of NORAD. Just tell me where you wanna play and I'll follow. Even if I have to take a plane to Pandora tomorrow. If you're talking all that trash, believe I'm fighting you, and you know that your half-life will be in doom. Step inside my kingdom of hearts. I'm the true talent, you just a fantasy star. The way I destroy you, it shouldn't be legal, because I come with stuff beyond good and evil. My talent is something the rest will fear. I'm a dynasty warrior dressed in Metal Gear. EGM, IGN, GamePro, and more. All the video game players, get on the floor.
Today's episode of Gamers Radio is being co-hosted by Mocker. We had a bit of a technical difficulty last week, so our apologies for being a little late. I think it's cool. I'm going to brief it really fast. BioWare is holding an open audition at like a mall or something like that, and they're basically asking for faces to stick in some of their games. So you just show up with a piece of ID and you say like, "Hey, yeah, I'll do all these games." And they'll scan your face and they'll take hundreds of pictures of your face and they'll stick in one of their games in the future. They don't say like which games, they just say like any BioWare game, so it could be anything from like Knights of the Old Republic 3 if that ever exists. I posted a message in the forum saying like, if you wanted, if you had a choice at what game you could stick your face on, what game would it be?
Probably Neverwinter Nights 2.
I think, for myself, I'd do something weird like Max Payne. Because that game was pretty cool at the time. And it's just like, it really messes with your head. And I like the faces of the characters in that game.
Yeah, I wanted to play it, but I never did.
That's a good one. I don't think I ever played the second one. I can't even remember anymore. It's been such a long time. The second story is about probably my favorite story for this week. The Total Immersion's Defusion Technology.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is the coolest video ever. If you have to check it out online, check out the video at the site. Basically, do you want to try to explain what exactly it was that we saw in the video?
Yeah, it was, they were fusing together 3D models with, and it's a real live video. So.
Yeah, so, like, they took real-time video of this conference this guy was talking at, and they fused together 3D things from by using these sensors. So what you saw on the final video was like a car driving around on a table, and like it'd run into real-world objects, and like you'd see like it actually bumping into stuff. But in the real world, you wouldn't see anything there. And I think a cool thing. Lots of people are talking about how this might be what the Nintendo Revolution might be all about. They might be involving ideas like this, but
they would never do anything like that.
Yeah, I really doubt they would have the technology to mass produce something like that. It costs way too much.
That would be, you know, just another flop.
Yeah. I think it'd be awesome if someone came out with that as, like, maybe 5 games that use that type of technology.
And that would be cool.
And sold it for, like, you'd probably have to charge just minimum of like $400.
Well, you know, for something like that.
Yeah, it'd be well worth it. It'd be that's like the thing you see in Star Trek or something. But this is very cool. Check out the video. What else was I going to say about it? They had a helicopter fly over the audience, stuff like that. One of the coolest things about it, since you won't be able to see it actually in the real world, they had like the guy using a lightsaber as an example in the beginning of the video. What you should do is produce... what were those called? I just looked them up yesterday. Those Nintendo...
Gyroscopes.
The Virtua Boy. Oh. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the red thing.
Yeah, the red goggles, so everything you saw was green when you stopped playing it. But they should create, like, a video version of the Virtua Boy where it's, like, a lot better since it's been, like, 10 years. So you can look through goggles and actually see what's supposed to be in your hand when you're playing a game like that.
That might be very cool.
The next story is... I don't want to talk about that. The state of Linux and gaming.
Yeah.
Do you like Linux at all?
Well, if it had more games.
If it had more of everything, I think it'd be a much better system. It has a lot of good open source software you can download for free. The games suck ass. It's probably equal to an Apple, though. Almost.
Yeah, and it's a lot... Either a lot cheaper or free, though.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper, though. That's one of the pluses about it. But you can get lots of good freeware games, like Return to Castle Wolfenstein. I think that's one of them. But they're talking...
At least the enemy territory multiplayer part.
Yeah, the multiplayer is free. Oh, there goes my system message. Yeah, but you can download this thing for free. I'm going to quit out of AIM here. Oh, what the hell am I talking about? Basically, if you're interested in Linux and you wonder about like where they stand in gaming, you can check out the full article here. Doesn't really deserve to have a much more time put into talking about it. It's a really long article, by the way.
So it was pretty vague.
Yeah, and yeah, it's 4 pages of just like general knowledge of stuff. Wow, I just noticed my website likes to censor things if it finds a word that it doesn't like. And
that Japanese name.
Yeah, I just noticed that because I was looking at the next story. It's like Sony's Kenichi, and then it has like censored Unaga. I wonder what that is. It must have a really dirty name. But anyways, the PSP, PlayStation, has announced that the PSP is not going to be able to launch as expected in Europe, which sucks for you, Mocker.
And they always do that.
Yeah. But usually they do Japanese release first, and then American, and then Europe. But they're actually planning to hit Europe and America at about the same time.
That's getting better.
Yeah, it's they're making the launch dates shorter and shorter from the distance apart. But
we're finally getting Metal Gear Solid 3.
You are?
In March.
That sucks. That's a great game, too. You guys,
I'm looking forward to it.
You've been missing out. The PSP has been announced. It's going to be $250 for this little unit that they give you. It comes with, like, headphones, a little remote thing, soft case, which, like, everyone's applauding them for giving away a soft case because it really needs it for, the screen and stuff. You don't want to scratch a screen that nice.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it is a good deal. We're expecting $200. But that was just, like, the console itself, so I'm willing to pay the $50 extra. Oh, and they also throw in Spider-Man 2 for the first 1 million people. So, Spider-Man 2 on the Universal Media Disc, which is the disc that's used to play games on the PSP.
What's a movie game?
What was that?
It's a movie game.
It's a movie game?
Yeah, they all suck.
Oh, no, it's like the actual movie, though.
Oh, it's the movie.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. But I heard Spider-Man 2, the game, is actually pretty awesome.
Oh, that's good.
Like, it had some awesome reviews last year. I never got to play it myself. I played, I think, the first one, and I was like, eh, this is stupid. But I heard the second one was a huge improvement. I liked the second movie, by the way, more than the first, so makes sense.
I saw that.
What else was there to talk about this one? Yeah, so the reason that they're not able to make up with this entire launch date thing is because it's really tough to produce all these plasma things for the PSPs, and PlayStation will only have like a million to release to us when they first release, and it's not going to be enough. We're going to hog those things up, I hope. I really hope it's awesome.
Sony always do that.
Yeah, Sony always does it. Yeah, just like their the PlayStation 2 Mini or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, that small piece too.
Yeah,
TWO.
Yeah, they just announced that during the winter quarter last year, and they didn't produce nearly enough. And they ran out of consoles during the holiday season because no one was being smart enough to produce enough. It's supply and demand, though, I guess.
So people bought an Xbox instead.
Yeah, and lots of people end up buying Xboxes. And Xboxes, I heard, even ran out at lots of stores. And DSs, Nintendo's DS system, the handheld, was like impossible to find from what I heard.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
The next story is probably one of my favorite ones because I'm such a fan of the series. Family Guy is getting a video game. Do you watch
that? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, do you watch the series?
Yeah, sometimes.
I was comparing the Family Guy video game, like, I was thinking of, like, what's it going to look like, things like that. If you remember, they had a Futurama video game that came out.
Yeah, I played the demo of that.
Yeah, I think I played the demo. I can't even remember, though. How did you like the demo for that one?
It was sort of mediocre. It wasn't anything special.
I think visually, from what I saw through the screenshots and videos, it looked a lot like the game. But I'm not sure how the gameplay really worked in it. So I hope the Family Guy... It's actually supposed to be like a action-adventure game, which sounds really weird.
That sounds very weird.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be like a platformer like Mario or something, only like more fun. They're trying to make this whole new franchise around the Family Guy series, and they announce all these new products like baby bibs, all this crap that we don't need, and among the things they announced was this video game, and I'm really hoping that they're going to make something awesome. You'll be able to play Stewie, Brian the Dog, Peter, and other peoples of Quahog. So that's going to be an awesome game, and it will be released in 2006, which is way off. I don't get why they don't just wait for the Xbox 2. They probably will.
That's pretty stupid.
Okay, so the next story, another great story. I can't pronounce how the hell this is supposed to be pronounced. But Take-Two has announced to co-publish The Elder Scrolls IV. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name of the game. Do you want to take a guess at it?
Well, The Elder Scrolls IV is Oblivion, but I think you're talking about Call of Cthulhu or something.
Yes, Cthulhu or something. I don't get how they expect people to actually be able to pronounce this word. It's spelled C-T-H-U-L-H-U.
I've heard it before.
You
somewhere.
Yeah, so they're going to produce this fantasy RPG to the next generation consoles. And I'm a huge fan of Elder Scrolls. Have you ever played any of their series?
Yeah, I loved Morrowind.
Morrowind was... that's one of my favorite RPGs of all time. In addition to Elder Scrolls 4, another Bethesda game will also ship, bearing the 2K Games label. In a separate agreement, Take-Two will co-publish Call of whatever the hell this is called, Dark Corners of the Earth for the PC on April 15th in early 2005 for the Xbox. So look out for that in about 2 months from now.
Or 7 feet in Europe.
Like 2 years from now. Oh, I forgot to mention a couple of articles back. The PSP is going to release on March 24th, in North America at least. No idea what that's going to be for you guys in Europe.
We're used to it.
Yeah. THQ posts an incredible quarter. They say that it's probably because of their use of video games based on movies and television shows such as The Incredibles and SpongeBob SquarePants. There was a 37% increase for this holiday quarter. There was a huge increase all across the market, though. I can't think of many places that actually, like, didn't increase that much.
Yeah, except for the ones that closed.
Yeah, there were a few that closed, but not nearly as many as usual, I think.
Yeah, maybe not.
Call of Duty Finest Hour, have you had a chance to play it?
No, but I heard it was pretty bad. Or
I played it for just a little bit, maybe 10 hours. I won't even say that many. It was a pretty good game. It wasn't anything compared to like the PC version, I think. The storyline was a little unusual. You'd keep switching off characters every time you'd reach like a new chapter. So like you'd come across this new character and then you'd turn into them for the next chapter. The gameplay was okay. Multiplayer, you can't play it on the same console, which is understanding because sometimes you don't want people looking off your screen. But I think it sucks ass. I think they should at least offer the option. It reminds me of Ghost Recon. Have you ever played that series?
No.
That's an excellent series if you're like first-person shooters. In the first two games, Ghost Recon and Ghost Recon Island Thunder, they didn't allow playing on the same console on the opposite team, I believe. And
I always liked that option.
Or something like that. I might be just BSing part of this. I remember something like that. And then in the new Ghost Recon 2, they fixed all of their errors, and it was like an excellent game, and it made a huge difference.
Wasn't that a third person game?
Ghost Recon. You can play it either way.
Oh.
I choose to play it first person.
I probably would too.
Yeah, it's a lot better. It feels more like realistic when you're not looking over some guy's head from like bird eye angle. But Call of Duty, it's a lot like Ghost Recon's type of multiplayer, I guess. The original Ghost Recon, so that's like a downfall for it. Overall, I'd say it's worth at least a rental for like a good week. You could probably even beat it, because I remember I beat the PC version in less than a week, probably. And if you have, like, Xbox Live or something like that, it's probably well worth playing that, because I play the PC version of Call of Duty all the time, or I used to, and before I got addicted to Halo. So it's a good buy if you are into multiplayer. What games have you been playing this week?
SWAT 4.
SWAT 4. What's that one about, and, like, what do you think?
It's a tactical shooter. It's very slow, and it's basically about SWAT team. Of course, yeah. And it sort of has a lot of cool things that the other tactical shooters don't have, which differentiate it from, say, a Counter-Strike. And, for example, it has a lot of non-lethal weapons.
I'm getting a lot of skipping going.
So am I.
You are? That sucks. Yeah, you want to keep going on, though. Just tell me quick, like, what's the good points about the game? What are the bad points?
Well, it's a bit too slow for my liking. So the run speed is just so, you think so slow.
So the pacing needs to be sped up quite a bit?
Yeah.
That's unusual for a SWAT game. You'd think it'd be very, like, lots of action back-to-back, lots of fighting going from mission to mission. What are the good points?
It has a lot of non-lethal weapons, which I like. Like tasers and pepper ball guns.
Does it have, like,
and they actually do something. You can lock out your opponent for 10 seconds or... And it has, you can handcuff anybody.
On a score rating from, let's say, 0 to 100, what would you rate this one?
80.
An 80. That's still pretty good. That's like a BC range, somewhere around there. What other games have you played? There's one other one, right?
Playboy the Mansion.
Yeah, I've been interested in this one, especially since, like, Leisure Suit Larry has had lots of good reviews and a few bad ones. What would you say are the good points of this game?
Well, there's lots of hot chicks there.
So they're well-rendered.
Yeah. I would say so.
What do you do in this game?
Well, you play Hugh Hefner, and you're supposed to put together the magazine.
That sounds like an excellent game. I'll have to pick this one up. What are the worst parts of the game so far?
It seems a bit repetitive.
Are there any...
Because you're doing the same thing over and over again.
Do you find mini-games or anything like that within it?
Well, it's sort of like The Sims, and we have to host parties.
Oh, that sort of sucks. I think Leisure Suit Larry, from what I've heard, they offer a lot of mini-games, which helps you keep distracted from the entire repetitive nature of the game. And I think you could probably use something like that, it sounds.
Yeah.
Any other games, or is that it for this week?
That's pretty much it.
I'm going to talk about what I've been up to this week. Okay, the site's gone through a big revamp. Okay, so now we have a forum, a gallery. The gallery needs some more photos, so please contribute if you ever have a chance. We're trying to poll how long we think the show should be. So far, it's averaging around 40 to 50 minutes. Not sure. And we had quite a few votes for an hour or more, which I'm like, I'm not sure if that's possible. Maybe if, like, I took two different episodes and combined them or something. I don't know.
That would work.
Yeah. I would have to probably just get a lot of more people to talk, because I don't think two people can carry something on. I could if I pulled a, Gamer Radio, you know how they,
C4 and Kobar.
Yeah. Maybe I should just, like, ask them if they want to come on the show and do their weekly EverQuest thing, because they're always talking about EverQuest.
That gets annoying.
Yeah, it does get annoying, but I'm not going to cut down on them, because I love their show. I love what they do. It's just, if you don't play EverQuest, it sort of becomes a little bit distracting, and you just sort of want to fast forward through it a little bit.
We'll end soon.
There are a lot of great stories they stick in there, though, like the one where he, I'm not even going to go into it right now, because I'm horrible at retelling stories.
So am I.
But if you ever want to, I'm going to tell all the listeners out there, check out their show if you listen to ours. They go off on lots of good stories, but if you play EverQuest, you have to listen to their show. They do a little bit of World of Warcraft stuff, too, but they lean towards the EverQuest a lot more. Yeah, so let's talk about what else is new. The Ubisoft added 1,000 workers to Montreal, or they're going to by 2010. They did that for tax purposes. I'm just getting a couple of quick news stories out here. King of Fighters has announced King of Fighters Extreme. What system is this? Oh, for the N-Gage. Yeah, I actually met someone who used the N-Gage.
I met a few too.
I never knew anyone who's owned an N-Gage up until this week. I was at a my college dorm, actually my entire college, we were having a video game party a couple nights back, and is like, basically we have this big conference hall because we live in these dorms that are pretty much old hotels that they converted into dorms. And we have, like, this conference area downstairs where they used to hold conferences when it used to be a hotel. And we took this big conference room and we set up a few projectors, two projectors on this one wall with screens and stuff, for DDR. We had two more projectors for Halo. And we had a bunch of TVs. I swear half of the consoles there must have been GameCube, which was really surprising. So you saw a lot of, like, Donkey Kong going on, things like that. But I was over with my own console on one of the projectors doing the Halo games. And then I ended up saying, like, screw Halo. Because people started getting a little bored of it. You can only take so much Halo. Lots of people at my school are a lot more friendly towards Halo 1 than Halo 2, which I don't get, because I really would rather play...
One of my friends is the same. He just says that Halo 1 is better for some reason.
I think it's just people don't want to adapt to the new one because they spent so much time perfecting their skills.
Probably.
But I could understand, because you get used to the levels and things like that. There are a lot of levels that they never converted over. Like,
nobody doesn't play it much.
Yeah, and if you have the time, I just think Halo 2 is a better game overall because of the whole dual wielding and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So I played a little bit of Halo 2, and I was messing around with kids because I have a modded console and all, and so I have a few modded games of Halo. So what I did was I booted up a couple modded Halo 2 levels where, like, all the textures were changed around so it looked like a hippie lived there. And so all sorts of people started, like, circling around. Like, they were amazed. They're like, what the hell is this? And then I was like, okay, enough of Halo. I'm going to boot the Simpsons arcade game. Have you ever played the Simpsons arcade game?
No.
It's one of the classics around here. Like, everyone my age has probably, like, seen it in, like, a grocery store or at the movie theater or something like that. I remember I used to go to the movie theater, and I'd probably waste, like, $2 or $3 every time on playing this game. You play, like, a Simpson character, you'd have a skateboard, and you'd swat it, or Marge had a vacuum. So I booted up that game, and we played that one through two of the levels, and then I was like, okay, next game. So we booted up the classic Ninja Turtles 2 for the NES.
I think I played that in arcade.
That is, yeah, there's an arcade version, which is, like, a little bit better graphics. That was an amazing time. We tried FIFA. We did Mario Kart for the 64, Diddy Kong Racing for the 64. We did all these classic games. And, like, people kept coming and circling around, and they're like, what console is that? I'm like, it's an Xbox. They're like, how are you doing that? Because they had no idea how mods work. And I was like, I'm not even going to get into it. So
it sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a blast. Not only with my console, but I walked around and I looked at what other kids were playing. It's pretty much the same old, fighting games, things like that. But it was a blast. There were probably 100 people in that room. But it was amazing. I wish kids are saying, like, we should do it every week. But I really, what was I going to go into here? Oh, last week was, mod week. I think we're going to extend it. We only did a little bit of mod coverage at my, website. You got to see my video. What did you think about my video, by the way? Was it well produced?
Yeah, it was pretty well produced.
For those who haven't checked that video out yet, you can get it at our site, but you have to be a member, which is completely free. You don't get any spam or anything. I just require people to do that so that we don't have too much bandwidth going, because I can only afford so much per month. So the video basically shows you how to modify the intro music for Halo 2. It's just like a very newbie type mod, so if you're just being, like, dipping your finger into the water to see what modding is like, it's a good video to take a look at. It's about 10 megabytes big. You can download it to your computer if you want. I actually prefer that, or you can just watch it on the site.
What was new to me, because I don't even have an Xbox.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see. I'd love to do a tutorial and make it, like, an hour long and offer it. I should probably do that. Just do all sorts of Halo mods and things like that and offer it as, like, a BitTorrent download.
Yeah, that would probably be very cool.
Like, make it a full-out movie so kids could figure out what they're doing. Because I should do it where I start off with, like, installing a mod chip and all the way through. Because you see videos scattered all about, and they're usually really fast. I try to make mine pretty quick so it wouldn't be too large of a file, but I made sure I'd type out all the directions, and you could even rewind it if you needed to. But, yeah, I think I'll look into that in the future, making a mod video or some type of full feature. I might have to wait until spring break, which is about a month away, to do that, though.
I'm finally getting my vacation in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? That's an early one.
Yeah. Another one 3 weeks after that.
What are you planning to do?
Probably sit around playing games.
I was thinking about heading to Atlanta, which is, I don't know, maybe a 2-hour drive from here. I don't have a car, so I don't know how. I'll probably hop a train or something. I live in Savannah, which is on the, like, coastal line. So I was thinking on hopping on a train to Atlanta to see this, it's not a conference, but it's like some, the Atlanta Tech Institute or something is holding a something for the guy who created The Sims.
Oh, Will Ryder.
Yeah, and they're going to, like, basically just praise him for an afternoon. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. I could show up there. They're also having, like, I think one of the guys from Electronic Arts, the chief of Electronic Arts or something.
And you can bring along your rifle.
What was that?
You can bring along your rifle.
Yeah. Speaking of which, just yesterday morning, EA had a representative on my college campus recruiting. And I was thinking about going there just to see what they had to say, because supposedly I saw some message boards on the school forums that some kids might go, like, ask them about the lawsuit and things like that. So I think it'd be interesting to see if they would ever actually address those issues in a public forum.
Probably not.
Yeah, most likely not. I was also looking into other ideas for spring break. Another one was go out to San Diego, which is like a $350 flight out, and go see this conference, which would probably cost me either $500 for my student discount there, or I could maybe get in for free if I got in for, like, a press coverage or something. I don't know if I'd be able to pull that off or not. But they're having this big thing. All this, it's mostly technology, not so much video games. They had a few video game people there. I can't even remember what the name of the conference was. I really want to get to E3 some year. I think I might do that next year.
It's hard for me, though, since I live in Europe.
Yeah. Have you ever been to America?
Yeah, I lived there.
Oh, how long did you live there for, and what area?
1 year. In Newport, in Rhode Island.
Well, if you ever come back to visit, you should do it around E3 time, and we'll see if we can get some press coverage at the E3. That's the thing that sucks about E3. For those who don't know, you have to be with the press to be able to go there.
Let's just get this show so big.
Yeah, this show is huge. It's like the gaming industry show. And I was, when I got interviewed by a TV station, one of the local TV stations about podcasting, I was asking the guy who was interviewing me, I was like, hey, any chance I could get hired part-time so I could go to E3 and report on it? And the guy said to me, he's like, I've been trying to do that for years, but the people never let me go, so... Oh, I have to figure out how to pull the strings. He said I might have a chance if I just try to apply it through my site. But we'll see what happens. Won't be able to go this year because it doesn't fall on the right dates for me, but maybe next year.
Well, I can ask myself out of school whenever I want.
Really? Do you go to a private school or...?
No, it's public.
And you can just like say, yeah, I'm going to take some time off.
Pretty much. Or at least at this stage... In 2 years, that would be harder.
What do you plan on doing after high school?
I'm not sure.
Have you thought about anything related to video games? Because lots of people who get into video games actually go into video game design, which is one of the majors offered at my school.
Yeah, I've thought of it. Quite a lot. It sounds like it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. And I'm saying this with very little knowledge. I'm sure if I knew more, I'd be like, wow, that's a crazy amount of work. I'm going to do one more story two more stories from the site. The PSP is getting a game called Infected. It looks really interesting. It's basically like you fight viruses or something. And what happens is you use the PSP's Wi-Fi technology to infect other machines when you play them. So if you're, like, playing them with the same game, it has to be, and whoever loses in this battle thing will end up being, like, the infected machine. It's not, like, a real virus or anything like that, but it's, like, a cool little idea. I remember on my brother's Nokia cell phone, I downloaded this game where it utilized the camera in the phone, and you would look around, and there'd be, like, these little blobs floating in the air, and you'd have to shoot at them. And it was really cool, because, like, it was really good at detecting how the camera was moving. So if you, like, there's a virus to your right side, like, on a table or something moving towards you, and you looked at it, and then you looked away, and then you, like, wiggled the camera around, and then you went back to the table, the virus would still be where you left it.
There's a lot of cool things going on in mobile.
Yeah, there are a lot of cool... That's probably the coolest game I've ever seen for a mobile phone so far. That phone was huge, though. Have you ever seen the phone that has, like, a circular dial?
I think I've seen it.
It's called, like, the 3650. I got, like, the step up from it, so it's still a circle, but the numbers don't go in that circle. Lots of people had complaints about that. I was like, why buy the phone? Would you ever buy, by the way, one of the Nokia N-Gages to actually play video games on?
No one does that.
And no one does it, but I don't want to say nobody, because lots of people do, I'm sure. Otherwise, they wouldn't produce a second generation of it. But, I don't think it's a good choice, because they don't create as many games. It's not like you walk into Best Buy and you see a whole section devoted to Nokia games. Or N-Gages, what am I saying? The last story for this week that I have on the site is the company... Blah, 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 blah. What am I talking about? I'm talking about how video game trailers are turning into, like, movie trailers, basically, and they're making the video game so much more successful. And they use an example of the spot for Prince of Persia, The Warrior Within, and how it won the game trailer's trailer of the year, and how the trailer was so successful at actually advertising for the game. It's becoming really similar to how, like, an excellent trailer for a movie on TV helps sling a movie into, like, first place for the most popular movies at the time.
Well, I still think word of mouth is the best.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Advertising.
I think so, among the people who are constant gamers, but when it comes to making the most money out of a game, you have to get those kids who aren't constantly gaming, but they pick up a game every once in a while. I've been seeing a lot of these Halo 2 commercials on TV lately. I'm not sure if you guys see them nearly...
Yeah, we see quite a few.
Like, I don't see very many game movies on TV, or trailers on TV. The only ones I see, really, are San Andreas, which is on all the time.
And I hardly see that one.
And Halo has been showing up out of nowhere this past couple weeks, quite a bit. And I'm sure there's one other one. They used to do Sims commercials quite a bit, but they haven't produced any since, like, the new Sims 2 came out or anything. So, is there anything else we have to cover for today?
Not really.
That's it for this episode of Gamers Radio. You can catch us next weekend for episode number 6, where we will probably be co-hosted by Mocker, and we'll try to get another co-host in there so we can have more to talk about, see if we can have a special edition extended show. You can catch Gamers Radio on the web at www.yankadank.com. That's spelled YANKIDANK.com. You can also email us at gamersradio@yankadank.com or mocker@yankadank.com to talk to Mocker. Today's exit music is by the Neskimos. It's from Bionic Commando.